He decided to build a new L and have it double story. So he had two new rooms and a dining room and a kitchen in the L. The old kitchen was really badly needed repair. It was one of the old-fashioned kind that you had to be scrubbed with water and everything and so forth. I imagine he tried to use the old one or whether he built a new one, but anyway, I know they had two new rooms on top and an opening going out from the hall upstairs in a little narrow porch. And it was plastered walls. But I believe that in remodeling it, that they decided to paper it. Papering was stylish then, so it was papered. And the floors were wide boards, beautiful light wood boards, and we were not able to carpet all of them, but matting was stylish then too as a floor covering, so many of the bedrooms were, after they got the walls papered, while they covered the floors with matting, you put down a lot of newspapers over the floor and then you tack the matting down. Have you ever seen matting? It's straw and it has a straw smell, but it's a nice fresh thing. You could get it all colors like floor the wall covering, but it lasted quite a while. Unless it were real badly treated, you could hardly wear it out. But anyway, it was a nice floor covering, and you see having the newspapers under it too made insulation, and I have an idea that there are plenty of cracks in those floors. I remember that. So I believe all the downstairs, I think we used maybe a carpet in the parlor, and I don't remember about the hall, but I do remember putting matting on a lot of the rooms. It was inexpensive too, but it was hard to put down to get it just right. Yeah, and you use little staples to put it down that would cross over and hold them together. You know, a staple would hold both sides of the carpet. You tacked it down. It was held in place with staples. And so the house looked fresh and new when they got through putting the wallpaper on the wall. I can remember the dining room had red paper. Papa liked red, and of course we shouldn't have had red because that made it harder to light up, but anyway, it was so pretty. And the ingenious Mr. had a fly paper special, a fly what do you call the things your shoe flies with?
Swatter.
Hmm?
A fly swatter.
No. Never heard of swatters in those days. Anyway, a lot of people had canes with paper tacked on the end of it that they would shoe flies with, and that gave everybody had them. So you could just keep one going, especially if somebody, a baby were asleep or somebody sick or something, you know, you would have a newspaper tacked to that and fixed like feathers, you know, like. And Papa got the idea in the dining room. He hung a framework. We had this long table for the boarders and the family too, this one long table.